Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ruth Sherman's here, too. Ruth is one of our great Brain Trust members. She's been with us for many years. Oh, coming up on, in fact, we're going to celebrate her 10th anniversary later this year. Ruth is an internationally respected expert on speech and communication. She's worked with companies large and small all around the globe. Her outstanding book, Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, How to Persuade Anyone of Anything, is one of my favorites. She's our good friend, Ruth Sherman. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Great to be with you. 10 years, seriously?
I know it.
Gosh.
Yeah, this fall we'll have to, when you're on with us this fall, we'll celebrate your 10th anniversary.
I can't wait. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you for the abiding support that you've given us over the years. It's been fun, and we've learned so much from you. In fact, I'd like for you to talk to us a little bit about some of the things you're seeing out there in the public domain, out there in the news, where people are put right out front, right in the news. They're big shots. They're high profile people. They're celebrities. They have important jobs, and they walk into things, don't they?
To say the least.
I have a friend who used to get into all kinds of trouble. I mean, wherever he went, he was something happened. And I said to him one time, I said, "What is it about you?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "I just go places and things happen."
Oh, goodness. He was one of those poor people with the black cloud following
I just
him
go that, places like that, and things happen.
like that Peanuts character.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, right? So here's what's going on. We've got a couple of, exactly what you said, corporate celebrities been in the news lately, two of whom are people that are on the tips of everybody's tongue. Mary Barra, who is the CEO of General Motors as mm-hmm. of January, so a relatively new CEO, as you have
first woman
to.
First female
First
CEO of any car company, as I'm not mistaken, let alone GM.
You're right. Yeah. I think you're right. Huge job. Monstrous company.
Global CEO without peer.
Right, and with the company, I think, for her almost her entire career. So very, mm-hmm. very interesting trajectory and clearly a very interesting woman if we were allowed to get to know her a little bit.
Yep.
A little bit. We haven't, unfortunately. And that's part of the story. The other one is Timothy Geithner, who is out on his book tour now.
Right, former Treasury Secretary,
book.
Former
right.
President of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, former right. member of the FOMC, as the president of the New York Federal Reserve Bank, a major position, an all the time voting member of the Federal Open Market Committee, big job, but even before he became Treasury Secretary.
Absolutely. You know, and these are the kinds of people, I shouldn't say people, but Timothy Geithner certainly probably never expected to be out in front the way he has been
right.
since the financial crisis. He was at that point, he was the Secretary of the Treasury. Was he the Secretary of the Treasury? Is that what he?
When? Yeah, that was the last. Yeah. That was his last job. But
that
I remember.
Job, right?
See, you may not know this, but I've been covering the Fed. I've been reporting on the Fed ever since I started doing my show over 16 years with insiders. And yeah. and not 7 years ago, when he was first appointed to the Fed, not 7 years ago, I know people who felt he was still wet behind the ears.
Yeah.
And,
well,
and seven,
you know,
7 years later, he's writing a book about all these experiences.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, he was a younger guy, but not so young, but, so he's out promoting his book, and mm-hmm. the thing that has struck me about both of these people, both of them are in the news for a couple of different reasons. Mary Barra, of course, is in the news because of GM's failure to adequately, have safe vehicles to police
right.
Their safety department. And Geithner's out there because he's promoting his new book, as we said. And both of them are doing an incredibly bad job
mm-hmm.
of promoting themselves, of having themselves look good in the eyes of the public. And you know,
do you think
these are not, yeah, go ahead.
Do you think it's because of their style, their personality, or you think they've been poorly prepared?
Both. I think it's both.
Surely Ms. Barra has got handlers, pros, communication pros, I should say, more than handlers. They've got people like you, Ruth, who could help her. Surely GM, I know they can afford it. So, what do you think? I mean, Geithner's a little bit on his own. He's got whatever help he gets, he has to pay for it himself because he's a private citizen now. But still, what do you think?
Yeah, what I think is if they are getting help, if she is, let's talk about Mary Barra first. If she is getting help, it's very bad help. It's poor advice.
What has she done?
Or she's not listening.
Yeah, that's the way. And you know, what has she done that you think is so grievous and that could happen to us?
The thing that happens when there is a crisis or a story that starts to come out about your business that is not positive. Let's say for a Main Street type of business,
right.
A customer is unhappy, a customer starts bad-mouthing the business, a customer, you know, the reputation becomes compromised.
I know a situation here locally where a little an issue came about, and a little company basically almost became an innocent bystander just by a mild association, and a local Twitter thing happened. Mm-hmm. That really messed up the company.
Yeah,
and they were just terrible. They were just mildly associated with the controversy.
Yeah, it can be a terrible thing, you know, especially for a small company that has no clue that this is even coming down the pike, mm-hmm. and doesn't know how to manage it. But here's what you can do, and this goes for small companies and it goes for big companies. You have to get out in front of it. The leader mm-hmm. has to get out in front of it and start telling the real story mm-hmm. over and over and over again.
So you're saying keeping quiet doesn't help?
No, because people are going to fill the void.
Mm-hmm.
The media is going to fill the void. And the media these days, Jim, is not only us, right? It's not just you and me and the newspapers and the traditional media, but it's the social media. It's Twitter.
That's right.
It's the people. It's level. Right. The playing field is leveled. So anybody can say anything. But it is your job as the leader
of
the company.
Set the record straight.
To set the record straight, but to do it in a way that shows that you get why people have been mm-hmm. upset by it.
But also, to thine own self be true, because this person contacted me and asked me what I thought he should do, and I said, I think you should be true to yourself. I said, how do you feel about this issue? He told me, I said, then that's what you should say.
Absolutely.
Don't be something else. Everyone may not like it, but you got to be yourself about these things. You got to be honest about it. And we'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back and talk some more about this with our good friend, Ruth Sherman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.